Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Apollo Pipes Limited, hosted by Yes Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Yes Securities, I welcome you all on the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Apollo Pipes Limited. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Sameer Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Ajay Kumar Jain, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Group Chief Strategy Officer. We start the call with a brief opening remarks from the management side and then open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q2 FY23 earnings call to discuss the operating and financial performance. I'm sure you all had the opportunity to go through our results presentation, which provides details of our operational and financial performance for the second quarter ended September 30, 2022. As you all know, the PVC industry is witnessing a carnage. The resin prices collapsed 25% in Q2 and 12% in Q3 till date. This is after the fact that the prices crashed almost 35% from their peak till 30th June 2022. We have not seen such situation in our history. What it did was that it created a panic in the industry. The traders and distributors went into massive destocking mode to prevent stock losses. In such circumstances, we were working on three-point strategy: prevent Apollo Pipes from inventory write-downs to the extent possible. Second, push volume to continue market share gains. Third, to increase share of value-added products to boost margins. Only silver lining was the underlying demand, which has been strong enough for us to report 15,465 metric tons, second-highest quarterly volume number ever. The current PVC price levels are way below pre-COVID levels, given the fact that dollar has appreciated by 15% in last two years. This suggests that correction may be adjusted soon from here on. This should instill confidence in our channel partners, which will lift volumes in coming quarters. Another data point I want to share is that in 7 months so far, we have maintained sales volume run rate of 5,000 metric tons per month, which suggests that 20% YOY growth for the current fiscal year. I would like to appreciate the efforts put by the team Apollo for achieving such growth in the worst of the times. We continue to hold minimum inventory levels to avoid our stock losses. At the same time, we have to improve our share of value-added products such as HDPE, CPVC pipes and fittings, bath fittings, et cetera. We are continuing with our CapEx program. As planned earlier, we have spent 37 crores in quarter one and 8 crores in quarter two to meet our full year CapEx guidance of 60 crore. I would like to remind everyone that this ongoing CapEx is majorly for a greenfield plant, which is 100% dedicated towards value-added products. We expect the new production to start in FY24, which will help us to meet our revenue targets of 25% CAGR. To conclude, I would like to state that these are most tough times our industry has ever seen. The moment there is some respite in PVC pricing, the channel will see massive restocking, which will lift our sales to significantly higher levels with sharp recovery in profitability. Till then, we are holding our foot through market share gains that is growing at an expected rate. Now, I would like to invite Mr. Ajay Jain to run you through the key financial highlights for this quarter ending June 30, 2022. Thank you.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. I will briefly cover the financial performance during the quarter and half year ended September 30, 2022. The company delivered strong operational performance during the quarter. However, financials got impacted due to lower realization and higher input costs. Sales volume for the quarter stood at 15,465 metric tons, reporting a growth of 7% as against 14,518 metric tons in Q2 FY22. Sales volume for H1 FY23 stood at 29,871 metric tons as against 24,920 metric tons, up by 20%. Volume from operations for the quarter stood at 207.0 crores as against 208.02 crores in Q2 FY22, lower by 1% YOY. In H1 FY23, half year revenue from operations stood at 425.9 crores as against rupees 345.8 crores, up by 23%. On the profitability front, EBITDA for the quarter declined to 2.5 crores versus 26 crores in Q2 FY22. EBITDA for H1 FY23 stood at 22.5 crores as against rupees 43.4 crores, lower by 48% YOY. Margins for the half year ended September 30, 2022 stood at 5.3%, where compared to 12.5% in the corresponding period last year, lower by 726 bps. Going forward, we anticipate EBITDA margins to be stabilized. During the quarter, we witnessed a sharp increase in rising raw material costs. Depreciation costs stood at 7 crores in Q2 FY23 as against 6.2 crores in Q2 FY22. Financial cost was higher by rupees 1.5 crores during Q2. The company booked a net loss of 4.8 crores for the quarter compared to a profit of 14.1 crores in Q2 FY22. Net profit for H1 FY23 stood at rupees 4 crores as against rupees 22.8 crores in H1 FY22. Net margins during the period stood at 0.9% as compared to 6.6% in FY22, lower by 565 bps. On the balance sheet front, our net debt position stood at 45.6 crores and our annual capacity increased by 6,000 tons to 131,200 metric tons during this period. CapEx during the period was largely funded from internal cash flows. On the working capital front, our continuous endeavor improved our overall working capital cycle to 66 days in H1 FY23 against 73 days in H1 FY22. With this, I would now request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Aman Agarwal from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So two questions from my side. Firstly, if you can just elaborate on the magnitude of inventory losses that we would have registered for the quarter.
Hi Aman, good afternoon. This is Anubhav here.
Yeah, hi Anubhav.
So see, if you look at our quarterly revenue, which was around 210 crores, on a manufacturing level, we did make EBITDA spreads of like 12 to 13%, okay, and of course because of falling prices, because of destocking in the channel, we had to push materials, so some extra discount etc. we gave to our channel partners. Right, so let's say we did 10% EBITDA margin at operating level, and what we reported is 1.5-2%. Right, so that balance will be inventory write down. So this could be to the tune of like 15 to 20 crores, and that should be what it is.
Okay, and that would also include the incentive impact that we have passed on to the dealers as well, right?
Some discounts, right? When dealers are not ready to stock material, right, then you have to push your material, right? And some discounts, some sweeteners go into their kitty. So we were working on a normalized EBITDA level of say 12-13%, then some extra discounts which brought down our operating EBITDA to 10%, and the rest is inventory write down.
Got it. And secondly, just like to know about the consumer sentiment shaping up, especially for the agri side of demand, since we are near to approaching the good demand season for the agri segment. So how's the sentiment shaping up for that segment?
So agri demand has been strong for two reasons. One, that monsoon has been on expected lines in India this year, right? So that has kept the agri demand up. Second, as prices are falling, right? So this makes high-grade PVC pipes more affordable for farmers, right? For people related in the agricultural sector, and this has been a good factor for organized players who are dealing into high-grade PVC pipes. So yes, demand from agri is there, but glad to share that demand from the building material side has also been strong, right? In first half, our volumes are up 20% YOY, right? Even in Q2, we could grow our volume by 6-7%. The reason, one is of course, agri, but right now 50% of our sales are coming from building material. So that segment is also doing well. And we are confident that this portfolio from building material will keep on growing, and that's the main factor for our market share gains. Aman.
Sure. And just last question, if I may, if you can elaborate on the kind of mix of value added products in our revenue for 2Q.
So till last year, it was around 45% agri and 55% building materials. Right now, we are operating at 50-50 mix, right? So building material is all value-added. And then from agri, 10-15% of SGP pipes is value-added, right? So value-added should be around 60%, and commoditized should be like 40%.
Sure. Thanks a lot. That will be it from my side. If I have any follow-up questions, I'll come in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Avadhoot Joshi from Newberry Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions. First, about PVC resins, how much we are importing currently? How much percentage-wise of total?
It is roughly around 70% of our total consumption of PVC we are taking through imports.
Okay. So is it fair to assume that inventory losses may continue in the Q3 also?
Yeah, of course, some part, because in Q3 also, as I told in my opening remarks, that there has already been a drop of around 12% till date. And of course, and in the next few days, we also expect some more drops. But I think that this should be near to bottom prices that we are witnessing. And once the prices take a U-turn, then there should be some corrections in the prices. So we are not, because we are in the mid of this Q3, so we are not exactly sure that what exactly will happen in the coming days. But we are optimistic regarding the prices that it should be near to bottom or bottom out. And we should witness a sharp growth in the coming days.
So just to add to this, that in Q2, the drop in PVC prices was around 30,000 rupees per ton. So far in Q3, we have witnessed 10,000 per ton drop, right? If the drop sustains at this level, then the inventory losses will be much lower than what we saw in Q2.
Okay, but the import material, we would be maintaining inventory or the given orders in the 3 months or something like that?
Yeah, of course, we have reduced the imports, seeing the volatility in the market and the drop in the international market. We have reduced the import cycle, and we are right now trying to cater the demand through local purchases, because material is plenty and available in the local market. So seeing going forward, we will be actually maintaining the normal level of imports in coming days. But right now, of course, we are on the lower level in the import.
Understood. And second question about CPVC, whether we have gained market share in the CPVC in the recent quarters?
Yeah, of course, we have gained growth. So CPVC has been growing at 70-80% for us. Last year, the growth was in same range. This year, so far in first half, we have grown at 70-80%. So assuming that industry is not growing at the same pace, definitely we are seeing market share gains for Apollo.
Understood, sir. That's heartening to hear. Thank you so much. That's it from us.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Jinesh Karia from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. If you can just broadly help us with the estimated market share currently that Apollo has and where do you see it going forward?
So, can you put yourself on mute, please? There is some background. Right. So if you look at our market share, right, we are at a run rate of 800 crores to 1,000 crores of annual revenue run rate, right? On a market size of say 30,000 crores on reduced PVC prices. So this gives us a share of around 2-2.5%, right? That's what where we are today. And given our revenue growth target of 25% CAGR till FY25, we expect this market share to take it to 3.5-4%.
Great, that's helpful, sir. So 25% CAGR is on revenue terms. If you can just set us the volume guidance.
So what we say is that 20% volume CAGR and 20-25% volume CAGR and rest will be the realization increase, or I would say realization improvement on account of our growing value-added product portfolio. I mean, we don't know where the PVC prices will be, right? So when we say 25% revenue CAGR, it's the volume mix plus NSR improvement on account of our value-added products.
Understood. Sir, next, sorry, I missed it in the opening remarks. 6,000 metric tons of capacity is added. So is it in the value add category, and which location have we added the 6,000 metric tons? And secondly, going forward, the 60 crores capex that we are guiding, so where what capacities would be added, so in terms of metric tons and in what segments, if you can help?
So this 6,000 ton which came up as new capacity, that's majorly value add in the existing plants, right? But this majority of the 60 crore capex what we talked about, that is for the new upcoming greenfield plant in North India, which we are putting up for 100% value added products. Okay. So yeah. And what was the second question?
So what would be the total capacity after this new plant greenfield comes up, and what would be the future capex that is after this capex is over?
Right. So at March 31st, right, we were at 125,000 tons as capacity. Now in first half we have added around 6,000 tons. So right now we are at 131,000 tons, and this new plant which we are talking about, that will be incremental 15,000 tons. Okay, so we should be around like 145,000 to 150,000 ton capacity after this new plant.
And post that, any capex plan, or we'll figure out it at later date?
I guess we may want to put up one plant in West India, right, after we are done with this. So we want to penetrate deeper into Western markets. That's where we are getting very good traction. And there will be some minor brownfield expansions which will keep on going on, right? So I guess for the time being, our whole focus is to come up with this new plant, right, where we have committed around 100 crore plus capex, and it's going to contribute majorly into our FY25 revenue vision, right? So right now the focus is on completion of this plant.
Okay, great, sir. Just one last question. If you can help us with how is the distribution network shaping up for the rest of India? I know we have a good presence in North, but for the rest of India, how is the distribution network expanding? And that would be all from my end.
Right. So distribution expansion is taking place as we speak. Right. The main clients who are our direct channel partners, they are at around 600 in number today. But that's growing. Right. At the same time, we are also helping our channel partners to penetrate deeper with their retailers. Okay. So so the retail touch points are also increasing at the same time. Okay, so we still see a lot of scope to improve our distribution network in East India, in South India, in West India. North, we can say that we are fully there, given that we have very high market share in North India. But same model we want to replicate in the rest of India. So I guess there is a lot of work to do. And in next few quarters, coming quarters, you will see a lot of new store addition in terms of like counter addition in our network.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Besart from Salient Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My question is regarding the distributors which you have. So you have 600 distributors across India. Can I know what percent of distributors sell the value added as well as the commoditized, or everyone sells everything at the end of the day?
So, majority of our distributors will sell all the products at their counter, okay? And that's the right to win for Apollo in last 2-3 years. When we go to our distributor and we sell all kind of products, okay, that's where they see value being added from our side, and that's why they are sticking to us, okay? So it is better to go to any distributor, reach out to him and sell the or offer him the full SKU range, right? That's how the stickiness will be there. Otherwise, if we do single product with single distributor, then my right to win goes away.
Got it. Okay. My second question is just a follow-up on that. So is your entry in the door basically the commoditized product and then they come ask for the value-added product, or you guys go with all the products at the end of the day? I just wanted to understand their psychology.
See, I mean, if you look at the history of the company, right, when we started this business in 2015-16, that time we were doing majorly agri-based products. Okay, so that you can say was commoditized. But over the years, 6-7 years, we have built our portfolio today equal to any top PVC pipe company in India. Right, full SKU range, whether you take pipes, you take fittings, you take CPVC, you take water tanks, you take bath fittings, you take solvents, you take SGP pipes, okay. So I guess the main right to win for us has been the ever-expanding SKU range, what we are doing, right, and that's what our distributors also like about us, that as a brand, as a tier 2 brand versus like the top brand which are there in the market, we have been able to offer the complete SKU range, and we have been able to match the servicing levels also at par with our peers, right? So I think we are happy with the current model where we go and take the full range to our distributors, and we want them to buy the complete range because in some products I'll make X margin, in some product I'll make X plus 2 margin, right? So that's how I kind of because we also have this metric of one is revenue per distributor, second also earnings per distributor, right? So so earnings per distributor will go up if I sell more of value added products, right?
Right, got it. Okay, just one last question. So you said you want to penetrate more in the south, western, and eastern regions compared to the north. Can I just know the problems from the distributors and why you're not able to penetrate or not get that incremental market share which you're targeting, and how you're able to address those problems?
No. Okay. So first thing is that it's not that we are not focusing on North. In North, we already have a high market share of 8-10%.
Right.
Okay. So now we have the other markets to grow.
Right.
And the other markets have been new for us, right? Our competitors have been present in other markets for last 10-15 years, but we put up our plants only in last 2-3 years. Okay. South, we started just after Corona, right, which is like 2 years from today. East, we started last year, so again, we are ramping up. West, we had put up the plant, which is now ramping up. So it's not that we are not able to penetrate, it's that we are new to this market and we are taking some time, it will take some time for us to penetrate into this market. So far, the response has been good. All our plants, when we put up the initial IRRs, ROCs, what we had expected, we are achieving those desired ROCs from the new plants. Okay, so it's just that it will take some time. The market has been too fluctuating. A lot of things have happened in last 2-3 years when we got this new capacity online. So once things are normalized, I'm sure our efforts will give more returns in terms of penetration, deeper penetration.
Very nice. Okay, thank you guys. All the best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dushyant from Sage One. Please go ahead.
I was just asking the percentage of our distributors who would be overlapping with our Apollo brand. So, kind of wonder what's hardly 5%.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So, when you talk about this right to win because of the Apollo brand, what exactly are we talking about if there's such a little overlap?
No, because ultimately it's a building material segment. Okay, so today any Indian who is renovating a home or buying a new home or doing some work at his home, right? So he would know Apollo because APL Apollo because in steel tubes, in structural steel tubes, we are the biggest brand. So number one pull comes from the end customer, right? And then, see today the distributor say, I'm going to a new market in South India. I would try to interact with the top PVC pipe traders, right, who may be doing some brand A, B, C. But of course they would have heard of Apollo, right? And when they come to know that APL Apollo is also having this vast SKU range in PVC pipes, right, the brand is anyways established, right? So there is some respect, there is some reputation what we are carrying when we are going to interact with him. So then the general discussion starts, like the pricing, the servicing, our capacity, our brand spends, what we're going to do with our brand over the next few years, right? So all these discussions take place. And we come to the conclusion, yes, I mean, he's happy to push Apollo or not. Okay, and that's how we have made these channel partners in last 2-3 years when we started expanding beyond North India, right? And we are pretty satisfied, we are pretty happy with the way how our sales team has been able to expand the distribution network, because in last 3-4 years, we have grown at the fastest pace in terms of volume in the PVC industry. And our targets also for next 3 years are most aggressive in the PVC pipes.
Right. And one more question on this side. What is our dealer margin right now?
Dealer's margin, normally they would take like 3 to 4 to 5%, right, based on like what kind of product they are selling. So this also explains the earlier question, like whether there is like one distributor for one product. Like I had explained that we have some products where we make X margin, some products we make X plus 2. So same goes with our distributors, our channel partners, right? So blended, they would end up making 3-4%, but the range starts from like 1%, it goes up to 6-7%.
Understood, guys. And if you could talk about your CPVC side as well, what's the overall contribution of just the CPVC products?
So right now it's like just below 20%.
Just below 20%. Okay. And what is our CPVC sourcing? Are we exclusive with somebody or are we just buy from the market on a spot basis?
So right now our requirement is small compared to our large peers, right? So we don't have to go exclusive as of now. So we are sourcing from Japan and France, and we have been quite okay with the supply so far.
Got it. That helps. Thank you so much. That's all for me.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on inventory. So if you look at September 22, the inventory looks a tad bit higher at about 167 crores versus 132 crores in March and about 80 crores in September 21. So any particular reason for the high inventory?
So Bhargav, if you see in terms of days, okay, in terms of days, we are at around 65 days, okay. Now if you look at the industry average also, that's also in the same range between 60 to 70. And this is because we are expanding our SKU range, right? We have to improve our serviceability with our channel partners, with our clients. So I guess as the industry is on average 60, 70 days, so you will see our inventory also being at similar levels of 60, 70. Although we try to become more efficient in terms of the raw material supply, but of course, because of this volatility in the pricing, we have not been able to do that. So there is still room to some room to improve this inventory to say 60 days from 65, 66, what we are seeing on as on September 30. But on the finished good inventory, I guess this is something what we have to maintain as we have to match the serviceability of our competitor brands.
No, so is it that we were expecting higher volumes and hence inventory?
Of course, Bhargav. I mean, not only us. Anyone in the industry would have expected better volume growth in second quarter. Right, we were at 6.5% volume growth on YY basis for 2Q, but our expectation was at least 15-20%.
Okay, so bulk of this is finished goods inventory, right?
That is right.
Okay,
but we'll still improve it from here towards the raw material side.
Okay. Secondly, has the channel restocking started at the industry level now that each and every company seems to be of the view that PVC prices have bottomed out, and has the intensity of offering incentives at the industry level started getting reduced, or is it the same?
No, Balaji, actually industry is not actually convinced regarding the prices to be bottomed out here, because every month or every week we are witnessing a drop in the prices even in the international market, not because of our raw material, but because of other raw materials or other products that is actually giving a dent to the PVC prices. So right now that convincing is not there in the industry. So industry is waiting, and maybe in the near future, in the next few weeks or next month, we will witness that the industry has started restocking, but right now it is not so. So once it starts, or once we feel that the Reliance is going to increase some price, or the market gets at a premium above the Reliance price or the import price, then you will see a sharp increase in that, you can say, restocking level.
Okay. And lastly, is it possible to quantify how has been the YOY growth in CPVC and bathroom fittings?
I mentioned 70-80% in CPVC and sub 50% in bath fittings in terms of value.
Okay, sorry, I missed it. Thank you, and all the very best.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that, you know, our guidance of about 1,000 crores for FY23, any change in those numbers after the subdued prices and the volume of it?
Yeah, I guess there could be little, not much. One from the fact that the PVC prices are down, right? But then also we thought that we will be able to match 1,000 crores with our improving value-added products. And also when we gave guidance of 1,000 crores, we had not considered PVC prices at 170 rupees a kg, okay, which were at like all-time high towards end of FY22. So we had already taken the normalized PVC prices while giving guidance of 1,000 crores. So I guess there shouldn't be much of deviation from this number, except the fact that in 2Q, of course, the volume growth was a little low than expected. But I guess in second half, if PVC prices become stable and they go and they start going up even by a few percentage points, there could be like a good restocking which can take place, and we will make up for like what we lost in second quarter. So I guess I mean we have done around 450 crores already, right? And 4Q is a strong quarter anyways, right? So I guess we should be here and there around 1,000 crores.
Right, got it. And just on the value-added segment, from what I reckon in the last quarter, it was about 35%, but it has substantially increased to 65% in this quarter. So any rationale behind that?
So value-added products, last quarter also, I mean, what the mix we give is the mix between the agri portfolio and building material portfolio. So that's like 50-50, mm-hmm. right? And out of this, the value-added product, what we count is the PVC pipes which go into building material, plus the CPVC pipes, plus the PVC fittings, plus the bath fittings, plus the water tanks. So this portfolio also is around... has been around this proportion, 55%. The same was last quarter also.
Okay. And on that lens, if you can help me with the EBITDA per ton we make on the value added versus the commodity, assuming that the prices are normalized.
So on normalized level, if you see, I mean our EBITDA per ton is say 17 rupees a kg, right? So a value-added product will be anywhere above 20 to 25,000 rupees a ton, and a commodity will be below 12 to 15,000 rupees a ton.
Okay, got it. And on the new capacity which we are putting up, when should it start commercializing?
I guess we are planning to complete this over the next 6 to 8 months. And if everything goes well in terms of like there is no disruption due to COVID, etc., we can have the first production starting as soon as like towards end of Q2 FY24.
Okay, got it. And lastly, you know, on the distribution expansion, you are on track to, you know, grow the number from 600 to 800. So any changes of that, any aggressive
In last 6-7 months the addition has been low because the market sentiments have been so bad, right? So today is not a time to go and ask for a new distributorship with any new client because right now the sentiments are too weak, right? So I guess once the prices become stable and the sentiments are back in the industry, we will try to make up for all the losses, whether it was in terms of volume loss or distribution expansion loss. This is all recoverable, right? The idea is to hit new distributors, to approach new distributors when at least they are not afraid of any kind of losses which they are booking with their existing business, right? So I guess last 2-3 months have been slow, but this situation will not remain forever, right?
Yeah, sure. Got it.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vijay Chauhan from Right Horizon. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So the first question is basically on the EBITDA per kg side. So as you highlighted, the different like value-added work is the normal margin of 20 to 25 for the value-added side. So what is the like the blended EBITDA per kg that we make in normalized cases once the price volatility is gone in terms of PVC?
So that's like 16 to 17,000 rupees per ton.
Right. And let's say in the next 2 to 3 years, so our value-added product share, so how much ideally we are targeting internally, like you mentioned around 55%, so how much we are targeting to...
So we think there is a good chance to take it beyond 18,000 rupees a ton.
Right. In terms of percentage of revenue, value-added product share?
It should be okay. So then the mix will be at least 70-30.
70-30. That's fine. That's fine. And lastly, on the brand building side, so are we taking, like, what is the strategy that we are deploying to, like, we have some discounts versus the industry leaders. What is the long-term strategy that we are deploying?
For branding.
Yeah, branding and marketing particularly.
Right. So branding, last 2-3 years, we had focused on leveraging the APL Apollo parent brand. Okay. Second, we were very strong in the below the line promotional activities, when we were trying to establish communication with the influencers who are plumbers in our case, and at the retailer counter front, the hardware shops. Okay, so that exercise we were like very, very aggressive. Of course, in first 6 months, because of low profitability, so we have pulled out some of those activities. But just before this carnage started, we had come up with a strong campaign with Tiger Shroff, where we tried to communicate with our end customer, the end user of our pipes, right? So that activity started on good note, and then we are following up with our social media branding platform. So I guess the brand spends continue to be around like 1-2% of our top line. That will with this kind of budget, we are happy with what we have in hands for next 2-3 quarters.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead. Mr. Bagrodia, kindly proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello?
Please proceed.
Yeah. Sorry, I might have missed this earlier, but sir, on average, how much cheaper are we compared to, let's say, some of the larger players in terms of pricing? That's the first question.
So I guess on the overall portfolio, the range will be 2-5%.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that way we're not even playing the pricing game too much in that sense, because 2-5% is not is it? So then, B, sir, how do we see our volume growth going ahead? Because let's say another large player which has been losing distributors, is that something we're targeting? Because even at the distributor end, there are only so many companies products he can keep.
I guess. See, I mean, our growth has been the highest in last 4-5 years, okay? And it has not come at the cost of any established top brand, okay? Where we have focused is the unorganized part of the industry, which still forms a very major part, which is like 40%, right? And with all the events which took place in last 4-5 years, starting from demonetization, then GST implementation, then NBFC crisis, then macro slowdown, then COVID wave 1, COVID wave 2, then this PVC supply chain disruption, prices moving from 70 per kg to 180 per kg, then crashing back below 70 per kg, right? So all these events have made the business situation very hard for the smaller unorganized players and even smaller organized players. Okay, so this is where we have attacked to gain market share, and we still see good opportunity over the next 2-3 years, when we say that our volume CAGR target is 25%.
Sure. And so just to commensurate that, how much would be a distributor target for that, let's say, over the next few years to get this volume CAGR of this? Like, are we targeting in terms of number of distributor expansion in this sense, or are we just penetrating the same distributors more?
I guess, see, I mean, like I said, like I explained, there is a lot of room to improve or to expand the distribution coverage in North, West, East. Oh, sorry, South, West, East, right? So right now we are at 600. We'll take it to 700, 800 levels in next 2-3 years. At the same time, rather than increasing the number of distributors, we are also focusing on expansion of number of retail touch points.
Sure.
Okay. that's also important because the brand, we will make our brand strong not with the number of distributors but with the number of retail touch points.
Okay.
Right. So, so I guess the question should be like from current 25,000 retail touch points, what will this number be in next 2-3 years? So I can say that this number will be at least 40-45,000 number.
Okay. Sure. And so what would be your CapEx guidance for the next few years?
So, so this year the guidance is 60 crores, right? And we did spend around 45 crores so far. So second half should be a bit low, although we want to complete that plant as soon as possible. So I guess, 30-40 crores is what we should be spending every year. This will be towards like some brownfield expansion, some debottlenecking if we can increase the capacity, some value addition within the existing plants and this new greenfield. So 40-50 crores is something what we want to spend every year. And if at all, we decide to go for new greenfield, which we don't see over the next 10-15 months, that will be over and above this.
Okay. Fantastic, sir. Congratulations on the great set again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question. That is a follow-up question from the line of Jinesh Karia from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, so I see that employee expenses and other expenses have gone up on a year-on-year basis and sequentially also. So any specific thing that we should be looking at?
Not much to our analysis, except that some increments would have been there, but nothing much.
Okay. And we were guiding for EBITDA per kg of rupees 20 and above by FY25. So are we still maintaining that guidance?
So like I said, right now we are at 17 rupees a kg, right, on a normalized level. The target is to take it beyond 18 rupees and see where we land at 19 or 20, right. But yes, there is a room to improve this to 20 rupees a kg, given the top brand players are making such numbers.
Great. And just one last question, if I may. So last quarter we entered in the PPR segment. So anything incremental on that segment that you can share?
Oh, sorry, your voice was breaking. Come again, please.
So last quarter we announced entry into a new product of PPR. So anything incremental on that that you could want to share?
Yeah, so PPR is a new segment where there is very little competition, right? It's a niche market. We right now, we are at a run rate of a crore a rupee, a crore a month kind of run rate, right? But this can substantially go up because this product is more superior than the existing products what are being sold in the Indian market today. So this is highly profitable product, so it just adds up to our SQ range, which our distributors love us for that. So this number has good scope to go up, but right now the markets are pretty much like in Jammu in North India, where this market is more conducive. So we'll have to make a lot of efforts to promote this product in the other markets. So that activity has started slowly, gradually. We are focusing on this.
Okay, yeah, thanks. That's all from my end. Thank you so much.
That has been good. And just on a question on employee cost. So I guess there is like some marginal increase. Like I said, one is because of the average increments. Second, we are also expanding team in our sales and production, the growth target what we have 20-25%. So there is like some increase in the sales force and production team as well.
Okay, and any amount of forex loss or something in other expenses that has been accounted since we import a lot of PVC, so Just asking you.
Nothing.
Okay, that's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Aman Agrawal from Equirus. That's a follow-up question. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Apologies if I sound repetitive, but I just wanted clarity with respect to our product mix. So when we say we are currently at 70% of value-added products, this includes the entire non-agri portion and the PVC portion of the agri segment, right?
No, Aman. We said that 70% is our target for FY25. Right now, we are at 50-55%.
Okay. I think you said around 60-65% is our VAP, which you mentioned earlier, if I'm not wrong. So,
what we say, Aman, is that, see, I mean, 50% is agri, 50% is building material, right?
Okay.
Now there is like 15% HDP contribution, which is value-added product in agri. But then at the same time, 5-10% is commoditized UPVC pipe in building material, right? So net-net, what comes to the value-added product is 55%.
Okay. And when we say we want to raise this to 70%, we mean the 50% non-agri is what we want to raise to 70%, right?
That is right. So that will go to 75%.
70%. Sure. And second question, as a company, we have, repeated multiple times or maintained our stance that we want to penetrate faster into the tier 2 and 3 markets. So my question is that now with the upcoming value-added product capacity, does this stance still maintain, or would we be also looking at tier 1 cities to penetrate more for the value-added products?
So see, these value-added products are not because they are expensive, okay? It is that they give us better margin. But that doesn't mean that they are expensive for the end user. Now, for example, we talk about expanding sales in the bath fittings. Now, a plastic tap or faucet is priced one-third of what you get a brass or stainless steel product, okay? So for us, it's a value-added because we are making 20 rupees per kg bita. But for end user, it is at one third price of what he is selling from a tier one brand for an available category. So I don't think this is a correct conclusion that the value added products can only be sold in tier one cities. Right, water storage tanks, for example, is value added for us. Now the demand for water storage tanks is more in tier 2, tier 3 towns.
Got it. Thanks for the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. As that was the last question for today, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you all. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. Should you need any further clarifications or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our team. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call.
Thank you. On behalf of Yes Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.